Genesis chapter 24, verses 2 and 3, read in part. Abraham said to his senior servant, "Put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord." Put your hand under my thigh? What do you think the servant was holding on to when he swore his promise? While the story from which this passage was taken is just a legend, the custom of placing a hand upon the testicles was not. The reason I bring up this ancient practice, attributed to the mythic founder of the Jewish people, is because there is now a controversy swirling around an award-winning children's book because of the word scrotum. The book, entitled The Higher Power of Lucky, is by Susan Patron. It is an award winner. It won the Newbery Medal, the most prestigious award given for children's literature. In the book, one of the characters tells of his dog being bitten by a rattlesnake on its scrotum. Apparently, this passage is too much for some. There are librarians who feel that this is out of line. One referred to this passage as Howard Stern-type shock treatment. Another didn't want to read it to a class for fear of having to define the term if asked to explain it by a student. But worst of all, there are some who think it should be removed from elementary school libraries. Censorship. Be clear, this isn't required reading, and yet there are those who think this is far too difficult for young children to cope with. I can't help but wonder if these librarians also want to ban trips to the zoo, particularly to the monkey exhibit, for fear of what their students will see and the questions they might ask. Have we so lost our common sense that we believe that correctly naming body parts on a dog, no less, will somehow traumatize children? I would suggest that this, like so many other issues in our society, is about sex. Of course, it's not about sex. It's about a dog being bitten on the scrotum. But there are now those in our society who think to even name a body part that's related to sex is deemed inappropriate. Saying scrotum is not inappropriate. In fact, children should learn the correct name for their body parts. It's a lot healthier than the silly euphemisms that adults use when talking to children, because adults are embarrassed to call body parts by their correct names. We call ears ears and noses noses, but out of a misguided fear of human sexuality, we pretend that down there doesn't really exist. And maybe if we don't mention it, we think our children won't notice. It is this illogic that breeds ignorance, which ultimately leads to problems. As our modern culture currently stands, it's okay for religious founders to have their servants hold on to their testicles when they swear a pledge. But it's not okay for a fourth grader to have access to a book in which the word scrotum appears. Something's wrong here, and it's more than just censorship.